This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we talk about the University of Kentucky Wheatfield Day coming up Tuesday, May 12th with Dr. Carrie Knott.
We got quite a bit planned. As always, we're going to be talking about disease management, some insect management as well. We also are doing some of our more cutting-edge research on drone application and coverage. We also have Dr. Lee and his student talking about the number of heads and how that relates to final wheat yields. We're also going to have some sort of a talk about how is it that we can continue to make really profitable and productive yields. And so really, we have a wide range, as always, for our wheat field day this year. And this might be the first year, Alan, we'll have a talk about canola as well, because we have a lot of canola interest coming back up and markets available to our producers. And so, as always, we're just trying to help everybody out and stay as profitable as we can this year.
What are some of the canola topics you guys will take a look at?
Well, we're going to have one, and we're just talking about some of the issues that we're seeing. It'll be Dr. Shamim that he's seen in some of the canola fields this year. So I think one of the biggest things is timely planting on canola, because that's going to set us up best for winter survival and reducing that spring freeze and winter freeze, actually.
It's been a very dry year this year, unusually dry, especially until here lately. Do you see some talk about that during the wheat field day?
Well, we'll sprinkle that in, right? We don't have it necessarily on the agenda, but when we talk about sort of the crop condition, we're going to be talking about how certain parts of the state are struggling probably more than others on their wheat yields and their wheat, I shouldn't say yields, I should just say their wheat growth and development based upon not only the drought, but then also some of these colder temperatures that kind of hit this weekend.
So it's also an important day for folks who need their certified crop advisor credits too. They can get those through this process.
That's right. We can get CEUs for pesticide credit, and we also have CCA credits as well for those needing those credits.
So talk about what time you guys start and how the day works.
So our registration is going to begin about 8:30. The program will start just a little before 9, and the wagons will be rolling promptly at 9 to get us out to the different stops. We're going to have several stops this year that you can choose from, and then we're going to end, of course, with our variety trial stop in our breeding program. And so then we'll conclude at lunch around noon and hopefully have quite a bit of discussion and talking to farmers and talking amongst farmers so that we can understand what's going on in the state.
You mentioned the variety trials. They're really pretty well known in around the state of Kentucky and around this area for doing a lot of research, a lot of great work there.
Yes, that's right. We're one of the, you know, top variety trials in the nation. We have great team that completes those, and they work very hard. And so, I mean, the really cool thing with the wheat field day is walking through those plots, right? So you get to walk through, see current varieties. A lot of times there's experimental lines in there that are pre-released to the public, so you can kick the tires, so to speak, on some of the new varieties that may be coming up from the different companies.
So, Dr. Knott, do people need to pre-register or just show up that day or what?
We do need to pre-register. It's on our website at the Research and Education Center under our events, and you can just go ahead and register there. That way, we know everybody has a lunch. That's what we're trying to do. We want to make sure everybody is fed and has a great time.
Of course, small grain growers have been providing that for a number of years, haven't they?
They have, and they continue to do that because they understand how important this is for the state.
Our guest today, Dr. Carrie Knott, talking about the UK Wheatfield Day. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.